From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. Early this month, U.S. government banned laptops and other large electronic devices from the passenger cabin on flights from the United States from 10 airports, including Egypt and Turkey. Britain also took similar measures. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says that the administration is not advising Flynn what to do. Spicer's remark was in contrast to a tweet early in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. Spicer also said the administration is urging people to cooperate with the investigation.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
That's White House spokesman Sean Spicer. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. researchers are enrolling people in the next phase of testing for a vaccine to protect Zika, the mosquito-borne virus that can cause birth defects in pregnant women. The director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told reporters Friday that the Zika vaccine has cleared preliminary safety hurdles and will now be tested on human volunteers in areas where the virus was prevalent to see if it is effective. Researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health, NIH, say the trial will begin with a small number of people testing different doses or strengths of the vaccine. The families of some of the victims of the Sewol ferry disaster protested at South Korea's Mokpo Airport, on Saturday, as work began to search the wreckage for the remains of the last 9 victims of the 2014 sinking. The protesting relatives were criticizing the government's decision to exclude victims' families from the investigation, demanding they would be allowed to find out why their children died. This mother of one of the victims said, "We, the families, have been waiting for 3 years. We have to go in to find out why our children died and listen to their cries from 3 years ago. Please don't take this opportunity away from us." Most of the 304 people who died when the Sewol sank on April 16, 2014, were teenagers on a school trip. The wreck was raised from the seafloor last week and brought to the port on Friday. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is facing criticism from a longtime ally over recent court rulings that strengthen the socialist president's grip on power. The powerful Attorney General Luisa Ortega denounced 2 Supreme Court rulings late Wednesday that effectively dissolved the opposition majority legislature and revoked lawmakers' immunity from prosecution. A defiant Maduro defended the Supreme Court in an appearance Friday and vowed to resolve the impasse between the Attorney General and the court through dialogue and the Constitution. And a last-second score in overtime has ended the longest winning streak in U.S. women's basketball history. Mississippi State stopped the University of Connecticut UConn Huskies' 111-game winning streak with a 66-64 win Friday night to advance to the national championship game against South Carolina that will be played on Sunday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.